calling of the Application Review Committee to order. Today's date is August 7th, 2019. Time is 7:31 a.m. The purpose of this meeting is to substantively review psychologist application. Ms. Folks, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Bohansky?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to the regular session meeting minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the so moved July 8th, 2019 regular session minute?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. All right, moving on to agenda four. Actually, Ms. Folks, is there anyone, are there any applicants present or planning to call in?
There are not.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item four, discussion regarding approval of psychology applicants. First, we have a review of applicants for the EPPP only. And we can start with Emily Berry. Dr. Berry, graduated from Argosy University School Psychology in 2016. She's not not registering any pre-doc hours. She did complete her internship for 1,502 hours at Trilogy Psychology Services. They submitted a verification and training plan. It was not APA or APIC approved. She's not submitted postdoc hours. References were present. I didn't see any concerns with her coursework, so I would consider her application acceptable for approval. Dr. Bohansky?
I agree.
Okay. You want to take the next one?
Sure. Dr. Junette, Sunny Junette. Received a PhD from the University of Tennessee, an APA-approved program in school psych in 09. She completed an internship of 1,940 hours. Ratio of direct and supervision hours were there. She also completed a postdoc at Sunnyside School District, again, this time with appropriate number of hours present. I didn't have any concern with her application.
Okay.
So I would move that this category, the two candidates requesting approval to sit for the examination, be forwarded to the full board for approval.
Seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Next, we have B requesting approval to sit for exam and licensure. First one was Dr. DeSantis Cullis, which is a reapplication. She was initially approved in July of 2018. In May of this year, she got for the EPPP, but did not receive a passing score. So we've previously reviewed her and approved her application. Everything was still in order, so I saw no problems with this one.
I agree. It's as it was approved prior. I don't see anything that we could find in fault at this point. And the next one is Eric Sudemeyer, who has passed the ECPP. He has completed a PhD at the University of Memphis, internship under the APIC Southwest Consortium, 2080 hours, and a postdoc under Dr. Boonwalda Dyke of another 1,046 hours. I would say his application is in order.
I agree.
Mr. Chairman, Dr. Bohansky, I'm not sure if I misunderstood. Did you say that he passed the ECPP?
No, I think I was saying he wants to take the ECPP.
Okay, thank you, because I didn't hear it correctly. I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is Dr. Lori Wilson. This is
a, in the middle of a sneeze.
Bless you. Next one is Dr. Wilson. She is a reapplication. She was previously approved in September 2018. Did not took the exam in May of 19, but did not receive a passing score. I had some, even though this is a reapplication and she was previously approved, I had some concerns about her application. And I wasn't sure if we've approved them once, do we go ahead and move forward again, or if there are concerns, can those be addressed? Dr. Bohansky or Ms. Galvin, is that?
Yeah, this is Jean Galvin. It's difficult once they've been approved by a committee to go back and maybe discuss possible deficiencies in the application. But if you do have concerns, you may bring them up.
Okay. So, first of all, she graduated from Argosy School Psychology, but in filling out her coursework, she used courses that were focused on cognitive behavioral therapy interventions for both the biological section and the cognitive affective bases of behavior. And social was, she used history and systems. So those courses did not seem to fit for several sections. And then I also noticed that for her pre-doc hours, she reported 1,650 hours, but said that those were all completed from January of 04 to June of 04, and working 40 hours a week should only be 160 hours per month, but she was reporting 300 hours for each of those months, and so that the number that she reported is almost double what could have been done, which would result in her not having enough hours for licensure. Her internship hours were present. Training plan verification were there, but the pre-doc hours were not met.
Didn't she do a postdoc at Paradise Valley Schools?
I saw that as her internship. Let me double check. Yeah, I'm just seeing pre-internship and internship hours.
Mr. Chairman, this is Kathy in the board office. On page 62, could you look at the dates there, perhaps?
Okay. Yeah, that's saying she was enrolled in the program from 2002 to 2004, but that the date she gives in both her the spreadsheet on page 61 and the date on page 63 for the supervised experience is still just the 4 months.
That's true.
So, I mean, she has not met the supervised hours requirement. That must have been missed when previously approved, but what would be the steps that we could take now?
You could, you know, write to her for clarification, ask her to clarify the hours. I mean, it's
okay,
awkward,
so
but
I
she...
would...
It's awkward.
I would recommend that we move this, that we request additional information for this case and it not be moved to the board for approval. Dr. Bohansky?
I'm in a conundrum. I'm concerned about questioning something that the board itself has actually moved forward once as being okay, which meant everybody looked at it or had a chance to look at it. And really, this is a re-app on an exam failure. Knowing the program that she came out of, knowing the supervisors that she had, I am fairly convinced that she did the hours and did the work, and that I'm absolutely certain Dr. McCarthy wouldn't have allowed a student to move forward who did not do that. He's certainly somebody who's at our meetings on a regular basis, and I certainly trust that. I'm uncomfortable in second-guessing another committee and prior action of the board.
And Dr. Meyer, I didn't realize that it had already gone before the board. I didn't realize that this was a re-app. I came to the meeting late, so I apologize. Dr. Bohansky, his assertions and, you know, inclinations with respect to this, the board has already approved it. That I did not realize.
I'm sorry, what was that last?
I did not realize that the board, this had already gone for approval, that this was a re-app. That I did not realize.
Okay, so recommendation would just be to approve it as is?
You to allow the applicant to sit again for the ECCC. And Dr. Bohansky seems to know her supervisors and her postdoc supervisors well and is comfortable and that and has some assurance that the hours would have been met.
Yeah, it comes from knowing both Dr. May and Dr.
McCarthy.
So I'm comfortable with moving forward. All right, Melissa Gonzalez is a PsyD, also from Argosy University, graduating in 2017 with a school psych degree. She did a APIC-approved internship of 2,000 hours through the Arizona Consortium and a postdoc of 1,104 hours. And the supervision and direct hours appear to be an appropriate relationship.
I'm okay moving her forward.
Agreed. And that adds to that category, so I would move that the four candidates presented in that category be presented to the full board for their approval.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 All right, moving on to C, requesting approval for licensure by waiver. First one is Justin Clary, licensed in Florida, passed the EPPP in May of 2017 in Kentucky. Graduated from Azusa Pacific University in 2016, which is APA accredited. Completed internship in a APIC approved program, and completed 2062 hours. Went on to a postdoc, also in Kentucky, for 2133 hours. Submitted a verification form and training plan, and had references. Didn't see any concerns with his application.
Nor did I. APA approved internship as well. Next one is Dr. Fleming, received a PsyD from Midwestern in 2018. Currently holds a temporary Arizona license. Got an APA internship of 1920 hours at La Frontera in Tucson, and did a postdoc at Corizon, also in Tucson, of 1640 hours, 984 direct, 82 supervision hours. So I found her application to be appropriate.
I agree.
That's the end of that category, so I would move that we forward those requesting approval for licensure by waiver in Section C to be moved forward to the full board.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Moving on to D, requesting approval of supervised experience for licensure. First, we had Dr. Corley. She was approved to set for the EPPP in February of this year. She passed in April. She had graduated from APA program at Wayne State, had already submitted her APA-approved internship at Southern Arizona VA, and she has now submitted their verification and training plan for her 920 hours of her postdoc at Phoenix VA. Don't know problems with her application.
She cut it right to the bone. 40% requirement. She hit it right on the hour. I have no problem with that application. The next one is a similar program. Dr. Friedland or Friedman, Brittany, PsyD in 18 from Nova Southeast University, an APA approved program, an internship at the Los Angeles VA, also APA approved, and a postdoc in a similar fashion to the prior candidate at the Phoenix VA. Again, with the number of hours, making the appropriate relationship for supervision to direct contact. So I had no difficulty with her application going forward.
Nor did I.
Which is the end of Category D, so I would move that we move these two candidates requesting approval based upon their supervised experience for licensure to the full board.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And last we have Section E, requesting approval for licensure by credential. We have Dr. Adam Dell has the ABPP credential, licensed in Alabama. And everything looked in order, saw no problems with his application.
I agree. Next one is Dr. Collier. Dr. Collier has achieved health psychology status with the National Registrar, which we recognize. Also has licenses or has health licenses in Colorado, Indiana, and Alaska. Graduate of UCLA. Currently a professor at NAU. With a fairly distinguished resume, I might add. I would certainly find no fault with her application.
Nor did I. And finally, Dr. Joseph Lupo also has the health service and psychology from the National Register. He's held that credential since 2013, licensed in New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Florida, and California, passed the ECCC in 1980. All no problems with his application.
I agree. That would end that category, so I'd move that we take the candidate in Section E, requesting approval by credential, and move them forward to the full board.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. And that brings us to Agenda 5. Any new items for future meetings?
None at this time.
Moving on to Agenda Item Number 6. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the Application Review Committee?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 The meeting is adjourned at 7:54 a.m. Thank you. This was a nice short list this time. Thank you all for all of your help in preparing all of the material. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All righty.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.